Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this week on the Paracast, we digest what Kevin Randall told us last week, particularly about the so-called UAP whistleblower, David Grush, and what was good and not so good about the things he said. This week, we're only going to focus partly on UFOs. And we are introducing Ben Tejada Ingram. And he tells us here he's a musician and author, and he's fascinated by UFO ghosts and hauntings and cryptid creatures. Not necessarily in that order. He also has several books we'll be talking about as we progress. But to begin with, Ben, before we started up with the show, you said you were, quote, obsessed with the congressional hearings being held on the subject. Tell us more.
Yeah, I have followed basically the last 5 years. I've been following all this news very closely, and the latest hearing, in my personal opinion, was absolutely incredible. We've never had anything close to that level of real down to what's actually going on in the hearings. Like, there was a hearing last year where the AARO guys, they basically had every answer was, no comment, we don't know about that. This time was a lot different. I personally think the new whistleblower, David Grush, is legitimate. His background checks out completely. Not only that, he actually has all of the classified information about the names of the reverse engineering programs. He has the names of people who work in these programs. He knows what defense contractors are involved. And he knows where these crashed UFOs are being held. And that is all highly significant. And, of course, he was saying throughout the hearing, like, they're like, well, can you tell us? And he was saying, oh, yeah, right after, let's go into a secured classified skiff. And anyone with top secret clearance, including all the senators, can have all of that information and they can follow up upon it and then hopefully call to the stand those types of people. But what actually happened, apparently, in retaliation to him being a whistleblower, the powers that be, the people who want to maintain the cover-up, they actually revoked his security clearances completely, which is insane because, you know, before he was literally the guy who delivered press briefings to the White House on a daily basis. He was very highly trusted, and the single fact that he's come forward with this information is enough for them to revoke all his access and basically say, like, silence him, which is, I think it's very concerning and troubling myself. And it seems like just another major roadblock in the whole situation. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's my quick take on it all.
Well, the thing I'm worried about here is if they've revoked his security clearances, he can't tell anybody because he doesn't have the authority, any of the stuff that's still secure. So how does he even go into a skiff and reveal that information?
Apparently he's not allowed to, which, it's ridiculous. There'll be more hearings, believe me, and people are going to be asking these questions, like why he hasn't done anything except for done an interview, which he was cleared to do this interview by, I don't know who it was, but it's like the Department of Defense. They basically reviewed his whole case and they said, you can talk about whatever you want as long as you don't reveal people or names or locations or anything that's like classified. But other than that, you can say anything. You know, I don't know what is going to happen next, but hopefully there'll be some more people they can call in as witnesses. I don't know. It's a developing story as we're recording this right now.
for sure.
As you realize, the skeptics of Grush have attacked him on the point that he can't reveal any information. So he's kind of stuck in the middle. Okay, here's somebody who's a whistleblower, evidently, but he can't tell us what he knows except in very general terms. And because he speaks in general terms, they're not going to stop him because, of course, he's not being believed by a lot of people. Certainly, it's a field day for the UFO skeptics. Seth Shostak, for example, wrote a piece for CNN. And that's the point he makes. Okay, this is fine, but he can't reveal any information we can check.
Yes. Well, the thing about that is, if you listen to all of David Grush's statements, I don't think he ever is saying, like, you guys, you have to believe me. All he's, like, basically saying is, I want this to be followed up on and independently investigated and corroborated, hopefully, by other people. The media, the Congress, what have you, needs to look into it. It's kind of like he's passing on the information to the proper authorities and channels. He's already given this information to the Inspector General, all the information that's classified. So, if I were a member of these hearings, that would be the next person I would call as a witness in the next hearing. I would call the Inspector General of the United States, get him to say exactly what is going on. They can't revoke that guy's clearance, that's for sure.
They could fire him, of course. The president could fire the guy.
Yeah, you're right. There's always something that they can do. But yeah, the skeptics, you know, in my opinion, they're grasping at straws at this point because David Grush, we can say for sure he is who he says he is. Like, his military career and record is a matter of the public record. So this guy isn't lying about his identity. It was kind of like a loophole that happened because since he was not directly involved with any of these reverse engineering programs, all that he said happened was when he was a member of the UAP task force, part of his job was to find all the historical legacy programs, the reverse engineering programs. And that's when he started meeting with these people who knew about this stuff. And they told him everything they knew. And he tried to vet their backgrounds. And according to him, the most he'll say about them is they are all people who are part of the military intelligence communities. They're people whose background seems to be real as well. And, that's what's going on right now. It'll be really interesting to see what happens. Every day there seems to be a new development in the story. Probably a week from now when people are listening to it, this will all be old news. And there'll be something new that's happened. But, you know, there will be more hearings. I'm very confident about that.
Well, we certainly hope that something comes forward. But you understand, people like me and Tim have been at this UFO game for many decades. And we've seen hopes build and dash.
Yes.
Remember, for example, they had congressional hearings in the 1960s, called no less by Gerald Ford, who later was appointed vice president by Richard Nixon and later became president. So those are the hearings where they set up the Condon Committee. The Condon Committee concluded in advance of doing any research that there was nothing to it, which is what they planned.
Yes.
Now, with the current program, since the 2017 revelation in the New York Times, with Ralph Blumenthal, Leslie Kane, and Helene Cooper, it sounded promising, but they've taken that group and replaced it with other groups and then another group, and they keep reorganizing it, and they keep starting from scratch, and it never seems as if they get anything done. It's inclined to confuse people. Yeah, so there's reason there to be confused. It doesn't mean there isn't a sincere interest in the subject. I think several congressmen really take it seriously. I think one of the instigators of the original UFO program, the late Senator Harry Reid, was an E.T. believer. We've got more with Ben, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We introduce Ben Tejada Ingram, and he's a guy who has been studying the paranormal game. Let's call it that way. And we start with UFOs, because he says he's been obsessed with the hearings. He's given us some very good insights, and we're looking at more. But obviously here, we wonder if it's a forlorn hope, whether anything's going to come of it.
I was actually talking to a friend at work who, like, didn't know anything about this stuff. And he was, like, saying, okay, like, I get, like, this guy is this big-time whistleblower. But his question was, why are they even, like, why is this in the news? Why is this even a thing? Like, I don't trust it. Which I feel a lot of people don't inherently trust anything that has to do with Congress or the government. Like, they all think it's some kind of psyop or distraction. I thought a lot about that, and I think why all this is happening now and why I think it's different now is because they want disclosure. Like, the powers that be definitely, they know they cannot keep this a secret forever if all this stuff is really true. They basically, what they've decided is they need to control the narrative. They need to get ahead of the story. And they need to present it in a way that is sequential. They can't just have, like, the President of the United States come out and say, guess what, guys, there's been a massive cover-up and aliens are real. They can't do that. So if you look at the last 5 years, they've done it all very slowly. They've allowed it to be made public that, yes, there was a tip. Yes, we have been studying UFOs. Oh, and then 2020... the DOD says, yes, here's the videos, they're real, even though they were already leaked. I guess this might just be what the next logical step. We have this whistleblower who comes out and makes these very controversial and public claims that are as of yet unverified. And it's kind of a good way for the general public who finds this stuff to be very shocking to kind of start to wrap their heads around it. And, I guess, depending on how this goes, I don't know. I personally have been saying for a long time, the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to announce they found life on Mars. Bacterial, microbial life, probably. Not anything very dramatic, but yes, they're probably going to discover life on Mars within the next couple years, and that will get people's minds around the concept of what possibly could be intelligent life existing in the universe. But yeah, they definitely can't reveal it all too quickly. And it's all probably part of a much larger plan that us people even want to study the subject aren't aware of completely. And we don't know all the players or factors involved. Another thing, in my opinion, is there's probably various competing agendas at play here. There's probably people who want it to happen. There's people who are fighting that. There's people in some programs who have no knowledge of other programs. Like, there's probably multiple classified UFO reverse engineering programs. Perhaps some have been successful. Perhaps some are still struggling to understand the science behind it all. So it's a very complicated situation, but it's all very interesting. And that's my take on it as an observer who, yeah, I've been trying to keep up with it all. Yeah, these are exciting times we live in, that's for sure.
Now, one point you made, which I bring up every so often, we don't believe what the government tells us. And that might depend on who's running the government. So the example would be if the President of the United States said, it doesn't have to say we admit we covered it up, it is, we can confirm now that we're being visited by extraterrestrials, whatever the answer is. What's going to happen is a small number of people will say, ah, finally, we're vindicated. Others will say, no, the government lies to us. Others will say, yes, that guy is not even the president. So yes, literally speaking, I have a prediction here, which may be totally wrong, is we could have disclosure, and it will disappear from the newscasts within 2 or 3 days to be taken over by all the other nonsense we have to deal with. And that's the most interesting thing of all. Unless E.T. lands, or is there some momentous news with relation to the UFOs, not just saying, well, yes, they appear to be E.T., nobody's going to care. In fact, there was a comment in one of the articles I read on the hearings saying the general public says, meh.
Well, I completely agree with you. It seems like, and now most people don't really care about what's going on, which is massively frustrating for people like us. But I personally think, like, when people say, okay, well, why should I care? Why does this matter? What I will tell them is, to me, the most important thing is consider the technology. If we have disclosure, and they disclose the technology as well, we can know for sure this technology is in no way related to fossil fuels. There's no heat signature on any of these UFOs. It's probably a renewable, unlimited energy source, if you believe people like Bob Lazar, how he described it, worked. Yeah, it's basically it has the potential to completely revolutionize all energy on the planet. Basically, it would put all the oil and gas and other energy companies who don't start getting up to speed completely out of business. And that in and of itself is a very big existential threat to some of these corporations and some of these powers out there. So I think that's a factor.
Well, that's also a very big motive to dispute climate change. Deny climate change because climate change. You deny climate change because the oil companies are going to suffer because people will use less oil and look for more renewable sources of energy. And certainly if ET has that renewable source of energy, that could dictate a reason to keep it quiet. But the other thing is the oil companies are profit-making corporations. If they embrace it, they make money.
Well, also consider this. Once we have access to this technology, we can travel into space easily. Elon Musk will be out of business, or SpaceX will. And think about the resources out in space. There's basically unlimited resource of every kind possible to imagine. So, yeah, if you have this technology and you can go anywhere in the solar system very quickly, or even outside of the solar system, you can have access to unlimited resources. It's basically all a question of not enough resources to sustain the planet is irrelevant. Like, there's so much water out in our own solar system. There's water everywhere, basically. Yeah, that's another thing to think about, I think.
If it only happened, of course, there are other theories out there about UFO origins, about the possibility that they come from other dimensions, maybe part of our collective unconscious. I'm going to ask you, Ben, if you've considered any of these alternative theories. We've got more to come. Ben Tejada, England. Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. The motion was filed in response to Trump's social media post Friday, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. Until final word from the Texas Supreme Court, though, the state's current abortion ban remains in effect. Two Orlando officers are expected to survive after they were shot during a traffic stop following a carjacking. The gunman was shot by police and died from his injuries. At the movies, it's all Barbie. In its third weekend of release, it's poised to top the billion-dollar mark in theaters worldwide. Oppenheimer is battling for second place. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I know Tim has a bunch of questions he's going to ask, but I'll ask you one more, which I mentioned in the previous segment, Ben, and that is, what about the alternative theories? First of all, multiple dimensions, because that's something that David Grush has referred to in his interviews, or the theory by some that it's a manifestation of our collective unconscious using the archetypes as described by the late Swiss psychiatrist Dr. Carl Jung. What's your perception of the alternatives?
Yeah, I think actually when people ask, like, what are these? Are they extraterrestrial? Are they interdimensional? My answer is both. It's not like there's just one type of, let's say, non-human intelligence interacting with our planet. I think it's probably many different things going on all simultaneously, and it makes it a little bit confusing. But consider what happens when people do CE5, or people like Chris Bledsoe, if you've heard of that guy. When people see these kind of like luminous orbs of light that intelligently seem to interact and float around the sky, I think those are nothing to do with any kind of physical craft. I think those are something possibly from another dimension or other level of reality we can't normally perceive. And that's probably, in my opinion, those could be more benevolent in nature. But when we talk about UFOs, there's, of course, flying saucers as well, which I tend to believe are more likely to be from a different planet, as in a physical location in the universe, piloted by physical beings, probably the Greys, in my opinion. But it's definitely all of these theories are valid and likely to be going on all at once.
Let's go back real quick to the actual hearing. You know, he said afterwards that anybody with a security clearance can come and he would talk to them. But what kind of security clearance would civilian politicians have? I mean, even senators and congressmen probably don't have the proper clearance to hear a lot of this information. Heck, there's even doubt that the President of the United States has a need to know about UFOs.
That's a really good question, and I actually don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you what I do know. So ARRO, the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, as you know, is their congressional task to investigate all of this. I'll tell you right now, they do not have the proper clearance. They only have Title 10 security clearance, when in reality it goes up to Title 50. How is a Title 10 cleared organization supposed to find all this information and supposed to uncover this top secret program when they aren't even cleared to do so in the first place, is my question. Mm. So, yeah, that's one of the inherent problems with ARRO. Another problem is ARRO is created by the DOD, and it is the DOD who is accused of creating this whole massive cover-up to begin with. And so how can you really trust any type of governmental organization to really tell us? And it's very convenient because anytime they ask for a statement about David Grush, of course, they all say, well, according to ARRO, none of these things are true. None of these things we have been able to confirm. It's almost as if this is some kind of massive, I would say, convenient conspiracy in order to have deniability and be able to officially write these things off. So, yeah, it's there's definitely something going on, and there is a cover-up. And who gets to know these things, according to David Grush? Anyone with a top-secret clearance? But it's all need to know, and that's the thing. Like, they aren't going to tell you just because you have the clearance. You're going to have to go knock on some doors and talk to people. Put them under oath is a good way to start.
Well, one of the other things that he's talked about, and I don't expect you to know this either, but you know, this is something that'll be, you know, fun to speculate on, is that he mentioned when it came to, say, like crash retrievals, that the United States wasn't the only country that had these things. And if he's being upfront about what he's talking about, what has stopped these other countries, if what he was saying was true, from just coming out and saying, you know, hey, we're not afraid of the United States, we've got crashed UFOs? But nobody has done that over the years. And I can't believe that the United States has had that kind of major influence on some unfriendly countries, you know, that may have actually, you know, have been able to get a hold of these things.
Absolutely. That is a really great point. And here's what's happening. If I think if it's some kind of like non-major world power, if it's a small country that happens to find a UFO and crash, yeah, they're going to come out and be like, hey, guys, we got this stuff. This is our stuff. Look at us. But probably what's really going on is the major world powers, Russia, China, for example, they undoubtedly have crashed UFOs. They are reverse engineering them. And it's kind of like a new Cold War, in my opinion. It's like the secret kind of like arms race that's been going on behind the scenes for 80 plus years. And it's kind of like you don't want to reveal your card. You don't necessarily want to tell your adversaries what you have and what you're capable of. So, yeah, it's all really wraps into a very complex global geopolitical power play and quest for world domination, in a sense. Yeah, it's a very complicated thing when you get nation states involved in this highly advanced technology. Great question. That's my opinion.
And you're going to stick to it, huh? Anyway, the thing is here also I wonder about when we talk about reverse engineering is whether we are even capable of reverse engineering what this technology might be. Imagine sending an iPhone back to 1947 and saying, figure it out. And we're talking here about, you know, around the time the transistor is invented. And now you've got a device where the tiny chip has the equivalent of billions of transistors. Oh, how would they even figure that out? And now consider a civilization a couple hundred years ahead of ours, not to mention thousands. And they send their aircraft here capable of interstellar flight. We probably couldn't get to first base with it now, the next 10 years, the next 50 years.
Well, that's something that's really you have to consider. And, I do not think anyone anywhere has been able to 100% understand and reverse engineer these craft successfully. I think if you look at it, like, they've probably been able to figure out certain parts of it, certain components. And there is a book that came out in the 90s. It was called The Day After Roswell. And according to that book, it was written by a general who worked at the Pentagon. He said he got a big box of Roswell crash debris, and he started to seed it out to defense contractors, have them look at little bits and pieces of it, not the whole giant spaceship, but little bits of it. And he said, out of those pieces of reverse engineered technology, they were able to come up with stuff like fiber optics, transistors, computer chips, even Velcro was one of them. But you think about the major explosion of advancement in technology we've had since the 1940s. It all kind of makes sense to me. That could be what's going on.
Our next segment, okay. Ben, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a counterpoint on the book Day After Roswell by Colonel Philip Corso and William Burns. More to come.
Okay.
With Gene, Tim, and Ben, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So Ben, Tejada, Ingram raised the book The Day After Roswell, and that's the late Colonel Philip Corso wrote the book with William Burns, a true crime writer who later on came to be the co-editor and publisher of UFO Magazine. Somebody, if you look at the old archives of the Paracast, you'll see interviews with Mr. Burns, whom I've met a number of times, as a matter of fact. And I liked him, and he had very good stories to tell. But in general, what Corso said in that book is very hotly disputed, like transistors. Now,
sure.
Transistors were invented around 1947, within months of when the Roswell crash happened. So any transistors used by ET were far in advance of anything that they might have invented. Fiber optics, I don't know. They also mentioned things like night vision goggles, which were invented by the Germans in the 30s. The key is that some of the technologies he mentions are things that have a legitimate development history that has nothing whatever to do with that book.
Oh,
I don't know the purpose.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
The thing here is that he also misstated some of his credentials. I don't know his motives, because he was a guy with a pretty good military record. Why would we have said that? Why would we have said that? In fact, the original foreword to the book came from a U.S. senator he worked for, Strom Thurmond from South Carolina. But once they learned it was a book about UFOs, he withdrew that recommendation, so it left the book. I don't know the final story about Philip Corso, but I do know that...
Neither do I. I do not know how much of that book is accurate. Like, I read it a pretty long time ago, and a lot of it has been under scrutiny. It wouldn't surprise me. or else we'd be talking about it more these days, I would think, so... That's very interesting. I hadn't really, known much about it these days.
Well, the problem also is that a book like this or a claim can get plenty of publicity, but the fact-checking doesn't necessarily get the same kind of publicity. And again, we're dealing with a book that came out in the 1990s. So we're talking about 25 years, whatever. And therefore, what we talked about then, what we talked about in the Paracast 15 years ago, may not be front and center. Now, no blame for this. There's a lot of claims out there. Some may be true, some may not be. It could very well be that Colonel Corso did get involved in attempts to reverse engineer something, but basically the book itself is disinformation.
I mean... Essentially, that's kind of what, Tom DeLonge, he did something kind of similar with his recent books. He basically has stated, I cannot, in these books, they're fiction. He says they're fiction, but all of it is based on real things that I know has happened based on my meetings with people. It could be that, Corso's book was like something like that, that is more based on his true experiences, but the specifics may not have been able to come out and say it all. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I really don't know.
Well, I just always found it curious that you had somebody like Corso who had a very stellar military career, very admired by a lot of people that he served with, and then to come out with a book like that, which makes some people think that when Bill Burns got involved, that there was embellishment going on, with some of these claims that, you know, Corso, that Corso had said that, you know, he was involved with at least a small part. Because, see, you know, he seemed to imply that this stuff that had been discovered at Roswell had been, you know, portioned out to each of the different branches of the military. And, basically it's just like a file drawer full of stuff that nobody could tell what it was given to his branch. And so then, you know, Bill got a hold of that aspect and said, well, let's just see what we can do with that story. And then that's the genesis of the book.
Well, yeah, the thing about you have to be very careful is, like, you have to look at their profit motivations in these instances. Yeah, if someone's trying to write a book and sell a book, it's in their best interest to make it as sensational as possible. So, fortunately, we don't think David Grush is writing a book anytime soon. But, a lot of people who are writing these books, not that there's anything wrong with it. I've written some books, and, I do my best, but I don't know. It's one of those things where people always will say, well, are you trying to tell the truth here, or are you trying to make a little bit of money? So, yeah, it's got to be careful and do your research every time, I would say.
Well, and I should point out that the day after Roswell was probably the only book on UFOs that actually ever made some money. Because, you know, Well, I mean, you know, if it was on the New York Times bestseller list for a while, I don't know if any other UFO book has had that distinction. And for, you know, for the skeptics out there who will say that, these people, they're just all in it for the money. There's no money. You're not going to get rich writing books about Roswell, or, you know, UFOs, UIPs, whatever.
Yes, if you want to make money, there's better ways, people. I agree.
Yeah. You know, UFOs, that's not going to be your golden road to the bank.
No, definitely not. Unfortunately for us.
Well, last week we had Kevin Randall on, and Kevin speculated that David, his the next thing that he's going to do is go on the lecture circuit, you know, because for some people, the lecture circuit along these lines can be profitable. So it will be interesting. Yeah, it will be interesting to see, you know, like what the rest of this year and next year will bring to.
It's possible. Anything is possible. I don't know, man. I've heard people say that too, and no, I guess we'll just have to play it out. You know, Lou Elizondo is writing a book. Bob Lazar has written a book. All these guys write books eventually. So, you know, not that I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I like to read these books, but it's always kind of makes them look a little bit profit motivated, which is unfortunate, which is, I don't think they always do it for that reason. But you just have to look at each one individually, I would say.
People need to be paid for their work.
Exactly.
From actors to cosmeticians to books written about UFOs, any topic, sure. But if you write the book just to get the money and sacrifice your principles, that's another story. So that's a matter of concern. As far as Luis Elizondo is concerned, I'm not aware he knows anything about UFOs beyond what he might have learned in the government with regard to the recent cases. So I don't know what new things he
can teach us. I don't think he does either.
Tom DeLong definitely doesn't seem to know that much, as evidenced by its fiction efforts.
Yeah.
You were saying?
Okay.
Tom DeLong with his To the Stars Academy, he was a big bust. I think he went back to, what is the band, Blink 182. I have to say I've never heard his music. He may be a terrific musician. I've just never heard that stuff. So, whatever. But the point being here is that there are people who get public attention but don't produce anything. Bob Lazar, I have problems with over the years. In fact, Tim and I made efforts to get Bob Lazar on the Paracast, but he's not doing interviews anymore. The only thing that makes me interested in him is the fact that there are some people who are supposed to know better, like George Knapp, the Las Vegas TV newscaster, who is very big into UFOs and very serious kind of guy. He apparently believed Lazar at one time, and that's what makes me wonder. But until Lazar is ready to come forward again and answer the questions that we have, I just keep that in what we call our gray basket, where we don't know one way or the other where to go. We have Ben, we have Tim, we have Gene, and we're going to open up another basket because you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.